All right, we saw this on Facebook, guys. A guy named T posted when he was in elementary school, he thought he'd be a professional athlete. By the time he made it to high school, he thought he'd own a barber shop. So, guys, I got to ask you, what profession did you, like, obsess about when you were in elementary or grade school? Or are you in the field you thought you'd be in when you were, say, 8 years old? And we'll start there, and then I'll ask you, what advice do you have for kids today choosing a career, pursuing their dreams? Jay?
Oh, I wanted to be a tailor and at an early age, but I had a counselor tell me, and I'm glad I didn't pay any attention to her dumb ass. She told me that... No, she did. She told me that you couldn't take sewing because I wanted to be a tailor. She said we couldn't take sewing because we don't have any boy sewing machines. We only have girl sewing machines. So when
What's
I first bought my first sewing machines, I went to the store and asked for a boy sewing machine. And the man laughed at me. He's like, son, there's no such thing as a boy sewing machine. They just sewing machines. So, yeah, I think I did some of the stuff I wanted to do. But then teachers were telling you, if you grow up and you don't pay attention, you're going to be a garbage man. And like, garbage men make $50 an hour. I'm like, I shouldn't have listened to that, too. So, anyway.
What about you, Junior?
Oh, football. 8 years old, wanted to be Tony Dorsett, 33. Lived in Dallas at that time, man. I really wanted to be 20. I wanted to run out of bounds, keep my outfit clean. I just wanted to be TD. That was my hero at the time, 8 years old.
Okay.
Okay.
Nephew?
I wanted to dunk on everybody. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I wanted to 360 dunk.
Where the hell did you think he was going to be able to do that?
I wanted to dunk. I did. I wanted to dunk on everybody in the gym. Just when I come in, everybody just move out the way. Ooh, here come the Tommy. The Tommy dunk on, you know, and come in there and just dunk on everybody.
Jay, leave your camera right there. Don't touch nothing. I only got your old ass on the Zoom. Jesus.
All right, Steve, your nephew wanted to dunk on everyone. What did you think you'd be doing when you were in elementary school?
If his ass could have just climbed up on the porch banisters, I'd have been happy. He's talking about dunking. Show little ass up on the banisters.
What did you want?
Pick you up. I mean, at eight, I didn't, nothing at eight. Uh-huh. At 10, I wrote on a piece of paper that I wanted to be on TV. I really did. That was all I wanted. I had no idea how to do it. I wasn't convinced that I would be on TV, but that's what I wanted, and I got no encouragement at all in that direction. They shot that down.
He said none.
Your stupid stuttering ass think you finna be on TV. Ain't nobody got all day wait on you to say nothing. A show 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Your little talk on volcanoes was 45 minutes, and it was supposed to have been 5. Uh-huh. I picked the worst, you know, we had to, science, we had to do a speech, and everybody had to draw the subject out. I stutter, and the subject I picked was volcano. The last word you can give to a little boy that can't, that just has a stutter, is a word that starts with a V.
Oh, really?
That you really, that's a...
Oh, you can't do V's?
Oh, God.
Like anything.
V-S-T-P-R. Them two sound, and Q, you can forget Q. Q-U, you can forget the quack. They were very, very challenging words. And so, you know, that was it, man.
Why would you be so disrespectful to my W's? You got more letters than me. Why would you do that?
That's when he was a kid.
You know what hurts me. Why would you do that to me when you know you got like 5-6 letters in the alphabet? You can't do it.
Right. Yeah, but I was 10.
Now he can. That's the point you're missing.
And see, you could have bent and fixed yours, but you don't know what's wrong.
He went to W.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. You don't know what's wrong.
He took a class.
Whatever.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for that. Coming up next, the nephew with the prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.